Hey, friend. Got the time? Hello, my friends. This is Mace Harf, and I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals like you. And I want to thank you for also, if you are watching on the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube, welcome. Do you have the time? Medical sales consumes a lot of your time. If you're like most medical reps I know, it probably consumes 10 or more hours of your day. So with all the things you have to do and all of these activities and tasks, and how do you balance it? How do you get it all done? It's a challenge, isn't it? Time management and territory management are usually an afterthought for most medical sales representatives. Why is that? Well, it's because it's a skill that very few of us are ever taught. Now, let's be honest here. Can you really manage time? No. Time is a constant. Time flows, whether we like it or not. Einstein talked about that, the theory of relativity, and all that good stuff. I don't even know if it applies, but I know time is a constant. Although I will tell you that as you get older, it definitely seems to go faster. And you probably know what I'm talking about, except when you're in the territory and you're having a bad day. That's when time really drags and goes slowly. But time management, you can't manage time. What you can do is you can prioritize the activities that you do in the day. And that's pretty important to do, isn't it? Also, territory management. Well, you can manage your territory. That's not fixed. You can decide where you go, how often you go, who you see. You do have control over that. Maybe not total control. I understand that you get calls from customers and you have to change your schedule all of a sudden and you have to be where they need you to be when they need you to be there. But you can manage your territory. See, here's the reality. For most reps, they don't manage their territory. Their territories manage them. In other words, they are reactive instead of proactive. You have to be both. One thing we know for sure, that in healthcare sales, you are going to get crisis calls. You will have customers who need a product or service immediately. You will have customers who are having a problem with a product or service and they need your help. You will have customers who are unhappy and they want you to fix it now. So you have to respond. It's important to be responsive. But this is being reactive, and it's fine. It's part of your job. But the selling part, that requires you to be proactive. Now, in last week's podcast that you may have listened to, you may have heard me talk about how customer service is usually pretty easy because customer service feels good. It's necessary. But customer service often allows sales to be delayed or deferred or just completely ignored. Because as a sales rep, if you're out there doing customer service activities, then as far as you're concerned, you're working, you're doing your job, and that's all that anyone needs to know. But you also need to sell stuff because selling stuff is how you get paid. You need both. Customer service without additional sales is like working for free. It's not what you get paid to do. So let's talk about time management. Again, we already said you can't manage time, but you can prioritize it. So if you're in sales, what's your number one priority? Well, I'm going to submit to you that it might be making a sale, a new sale, growing your business, getting new customers into the fold, getting existing customers to buy more. I mean, isn't that cool? Isn't that the type of thing that when it happens, you go, yes, yes, what an awesome day. I made a new sale. I brought a new customer on board. This is cool. I can't wait to tell my manager. I got to tell somebody. You get excited about it. So if this is so important to you, why aren't you making time to do it more often? Yes, making time. And this has to do with prioritization. So if your number one job is to make a sale, then what you want to do is you want to choose activities that lead most directly to the sale. Getting paid. You want to get paid. Think about any activity you're doing. Think about it. Well, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to organize my pens. You might think that sounds ridiculous, but sales reps come up with all kinds of excuses not to make sales calls. Organizing their car file, going home and cleaning their hard drive on their computer, their laptop, whatever, all kinds of things. So what you want to do is prioritize based on how fast you can get a PO, because baby, that's what it's all about in this business. That's what you want to do. So priorities. First thing, making the sale, okay? And then customer service calls. Given the choice between a customer service call or a sales call, the sales call should win unless the customer service call is more urgent. It's an emergency. I'll say that again. If you got to do customer service and you have an opportunity to make a sale, the sale should take priority unless the customer service situation is more urgent. Now, this is an easy decision. You may feel like, well, a customer called, I should go there because that's what you feel like doing. That's not the way to prioritize. The way to prioritize is whether or not the opportunity will lead directly to a sale. In other words, if you have the opportunity to go on a sales call, or maybe you know that Dr. Smith is going to be in the clinic and he sees sales representatives from 12 to 12:30, and you've been trying to close business with Dr. Smith for a period of time and you're near the office, then you should go see Dr. Smith. Maybe the customer service call, restocking the inventory, can wait another half hour or 45 minutes until you're done calling on Dr. Smith. This is the way you have to start to think. Sales has to be the most important number one priority. Even when you have to do something else, what you want to think about is, how soon can I return to the sales opportunity? Or how can I make a sales call today? If you're on a customer service activity, as I spoke about last week, how can I turn this customer service activity into a sales opportunity? So sales over customer service, unless the customer service is a more urgent emergency. What about territory management goals? Okay. The one thing I want you to think about is you got to see all accounts on a regular basis, all your accounts. And you're thinking, well, why is this important? Well, it's important because every now and then you might get something called an RFP, a request for proposal, where they're talking about maybe buying something from you or a product that you make, or maybe you hear about it. You know, this becomes a problem, though, if they haven't seen you in 9 months or a year. All of a sudden, there's an opportunity to sell something and you show up. Not exactly a good feeling from the customer's perspective, unless maybe the customer's out in the boondocks and nobody sees them, and maybe you saw them 9 months ago and you're the only person who saw them. So maybe you have a legitimate advantage there. But most of the time, you're going to have competition. And if your competition is calling on your customers more regularly than you are, chances are they're going to be in a more favorable position for the sale than you are. Not good for you. So you want to create a plan to see all your accounts on a regular basis. And then you want to prioritize your customers. Which ones have the greatest potential? Greatest potential for business? Which have the deals which are most likely to close soon? Prioritize them according to these parameters, and it will give you more control over your territory. Creating time just to make one additional sales call per day can absolutely explode your business. And this is a goal that I have whenever I do live time and territory management workshops for my clients. It's a half-day workshop, and we focus in on exactly what you do, what you sell, your territory, and how you can organize it and arrange it and prioritize the typical tasks you have so that you get more done And generally speaking, we create time for at least one additional sales call per day. How cool would that be? If you want some information about that, give me a call at 1-561-333-8080 and we will talk about it. Another opportunity I have for you is I've been offering people the opportunity to get some very specific advice for free on what they should do based on their particular situation in medical sales. I want to make you the same opportunity. If you'll tell me your specific situation, I'll tell you the one thing you should do next based on where you are right now. If you'd like to take advantage of that, please go to medicalsalestraining.com, medicalsalestraining.com/situation, medicalsalestraining.com/situation. Describe your situation and I'll tell you what you should do next and it will make a big difference for you in your medical sales moving forward. So that's all I got today. Think about time and territory management, prioritize, focus on creating the time for the sales first, and it will make a huge difference in your medical sales results. And all results are important for one reason, because they impact the most important beneficiary of what you do isn't you. And usually it's not your customers. It's the patient. That's why you do what you do. Start thinking that way. It will alter the way you present to your customers. If your concern becomes palpable, then you are no longer on a sales call. You're on a mission. And that perception of you makes a huge difference. Place the customer number one. Thanks for being here. I will talk to you again soon. For the Medical Sales Guru and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube, I'm Mace Haroff. Bye for now.